Great replacement, white British set to become minority by 2050 as Prime Minister admits failed open borders experiment imposed by design. By Kurt Zindelka on December 1, 2024. A leading demographer has warned that the white British population may become a minority by the middle of the century if current trends continue, as Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer declared this week that the open borders experiment was a failure imposed on the country by design. In an apparent confirmation of what many derided as a conspiracy theory, the notion of a great replacement agenda, Prime Minister Starmer said that previous Tory governments deliberately decided to liberalise immigration following Brexit to turn Britain into a one-nation experiment in open borders. This happened by design, not accident. Policies were reformed. Global Britain, remember that slogan. That is what they meant. A policy with no support. Well, that's unforgivable, he said. While the Prime Minister was correct in noting that the so-called Conservative governments of Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak allowed in unprecedented levels of immigration following Brexit, by refusing to put an annual cap on immigration resulting in nearly 1 million migrants arriving last year alone, the open borders agenda imposed on the country predates Tory rule. Indeed, prior to the Labour government of former Prime Minister Tony Blair, the UK had net migration in the tens of thousands. However, under Blair this began to soar into the hundreds of thousands per year. In 2009, former Blair adviser Andrew Neither claimed that this was a deliberate policy to transform Britain into a multicultural society and to rub the right's nose in diversity. The mass migration policies of both Labour and Conservative governments have had a radical impact on the demographic makeup of the UK, with the 2021 census finding that less than three-quarters, 74.4%, of the population identify as a member of indigenous ethnic groups of the British Isles, English, Welsh, Scottish, Northern Irish, or British. This is compared to 80% in 2011 and 87.5% in 2001. Associate Research Fellow at Birkbeck, University of London, and a senior member at St. Anthony's College, Oxford, Dr. Paul Moreland warned this week that if the political class fails to reverse course, the native white British population could become a minority in their own country by 2050. Dr. Moreland, who has been described as the UK's leading demographer, said that since the Blair administration, the UK has seen more immigration than we had in the whole period from the Norman Conquest to the Second World War. He said that if the government continues on the same course, people in the country 30 years ago were overwhelmingly the descendants of people here 1,000 years ago. That's not going to be the case in the middle of the century. However, Dr. Moreland argued that nothing is predetermined, pointing to the example of former British colony Singapore, which strictly controls immigration. It's a choice. What do we as a country want, and does that manage to get expressed and implemented by our politicians? It seems quite clear to me that those two are not the same. The country wants one thing and the politicians are not prepared to follow, he said. Noting the related issue of declining birth rates, the top demographer said that cutting immigration must be accompanied with pro-natalist policies to encourage the native population to have more children to mitigate the financial impacts of a declining population. Moreland has previously pointed to policies implemented by the populist conservative government of Viktor Orban in Hungary, such as tax and other incentives for mothers, as a potential framework. While Prime Minister Starmer committed this week to increasing economic opportunities for young people and reforming the immigration system, his government has refused to commit to an annual cap on immigration, which critics have argued is necessary to stem the massive influx of foreigners into the country. Commentators on social media asserted that Starmer's comments were an implicit admission of the much-derided Great Replacement theory. Although often portrayed as a racist conspiracy theory, the concept, developed by French Renaud Camus, argues that the real aim of mass migration policies are motivated by economics, with leaders seeing their populations as little more than interchangeable cogs who can be changed out with little consequence to bolster GDP. Speaking to Breitbart News in 2018, Camus said that globalist forces, such as those involved with the Davos-based World Economic Forum, support the change of people and civilization for the sake of the industry of man, the economic system which produces the undifferentiated human matter, the human Nutella, spreadable at will. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.